Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there who is celebrating Father's Day. It's a great day to enjoy the family, the kids, etc. I'm going to try to do a little bit of that today with my two little girls who make me proud to be a dad. So that's something that every day I wake up and I'm excited to be for those two little girls that brighten up my day. Got to spend some quality time together on Friday. A little bit of time yesterday before I went to work, too. So it's been good. But happy Father's Day to everybody out there. You know, I said it earlier, I used to love this this day to be able to call in and wish my father a happy Father's Day on air, right? Usually call in around right before 8 o'clock before I'd get into work. Maybe 9 o'clock, depending upon the day here. But I'd love it because I'd call in and I got to be on the world stage to say Happy Father's Day to my dad. But then we always got to sneak in there that happy birthday. His birthday was on the 16th. Normally, Father's Day is like the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. So it's usually like right there at the same time. So. Obviously, I don't get to call in and say that to him any longer, but I do get to sit here and say it to him as well. So, we sure do miss him. But so happy Father's Day and happy birthday to you, Dad, looking down upon us. We'll still celebrate you like we do all the time. Now, if you guys have some questions, you can give us a call. I know I give out the number a bunch, but we'll make sure it's out there because I, some reason this morning, gave out the wrong number. But our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, I started off the show, we talked about watering and when to do it, etc. Morning, best time, leaving the hose on the trickle for as long as possible. The other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit was, you know, right now if we have some pests on our plants, is spraying, right? We want to get out there, we want to spray it, and we want to take care of it, right? Problem with that is when it's 85 degrees or hotter, the majority of the sprays that you'd be using will not work. They'll actually harm the plant rather than help it. So when it's 90 degrees, it is just too hot to be spraying anything on your plants. You're looking more for like 80s, low 80s. You don't want it to be over 85. I look at the long-term forecast here, and I mean, we got 92 today, 89 tomorrow, 91 Tuesday, 91 Wednesday, 85 Thursday, 90 Friday, 89 Saturday, and it goes on and on till next Saturday, where next Saturday might actually be 88. So it just is going to be here for a while. So some of these pests that are out there, going to need to try and get up early and do it. Spray it on there. Doesn't necessarily mean it's okay to do and leave it on for the day. Some of the oils, you know, an all seasons oil. Definitely I would not be spraying it onto the plants unless you could do it early morning and maybe it's a couple days in the lower 80s. The way I have always described it is, say you put oil on your skin and walk outside in the full sun, 85, 90 degrees. You're going to burn. You're going to have sunburn like no other. The same thing is going to happen to plants. It's going to burn the plants. It's going to affect them long term. Now, the difference between us and a plant is we can wash that oil off. A plant cannot. Plant doesn't have the ability to go take a shower. The only way it can take a shower is if it rains or if we wash them down, right? So that's something you got to be thinking about when you're spraying anything at this point. Now, if it's a weed killer and you're just getting rid of a total vegetation type kill, fine. You can do that. Sometimes the hotter the better, that I've seen. But if you're trying to protect something underneath it, say it's, you know, a weed killer in the yard that you want to protect the lawn, might not be the best thing to be spraying on there. So kind of look for the end of this heat wave, if you will, before you're spraying anything on there. You don't want to burn the plants. You don't want to affect them long term. Now, I just thought of this. When I started off, I said, oh, summer's one day away. Summer started a day ago. I should have remembered that because we had a full discussion in my car with my two daughters about, what do you mean, Dad, that tomorrow's going to be the longest day of the year? Aren't they all the same? It's a good question, right? How do you explain that to a four-year-old with them to really understand? Obviously, we went over it, kind of explained that there's more light in the day, so day seems longer, so the light stays out longer. But, you know, I should have remembered that. We had this full conversation, and it was awesome to hear, like, you know, the questions. But it was great that it was, how can there be more than 24 hours in a day? So, just, you know, throwing that out there. It was pretty good. So I apologize. I said summer started tomorrow. It started yesterday. Hence why we have so much heat. Summer's here. You know, school's out for summer for most of everybody who had that virtual school. School's going to start earlier this year, I hear. So summer's a little bit shorter this year. So definitely some time to enjoy the yard. You spent so much time working on it. You have, you know, everybody out there has done that victory garden mentality. Gone home, stayed home because, you know, we were forced to for safety, right? And we've built gardens. We've built lawns from scratch or redone them. We've planted new plants. We've tried to make our yard successful. Well, let's continue going with it. Watering, taking care of it. Sometimes just watering your plants is going to help them tremendously. You know, we can talk about it a little bit later with Victoria, but protolizer, something like that at this time of year on your plants, you know, it's not something that's going to keep your plants drought tolerant. What it will do is it will help your plants use that water to the right areas because it's like vitamins for your plant. It's going to make sure the plant is healthy, allowing your plant to absorb the water the right way. It's not directly going to make the plant absorb the water, but by taking care of the plant this way, it will actually help it. So it's not something that you would use instead of water or you're not using water as much. We talk about the product Soil Moist. So this would be a great time to be using Soil Moist in the garden. Your containers. maybe putting a little bit in the area. Soil moist is one where more is not better by any means. Now it's that same like material that's in a baby's diaper that absorbs the water, if you will, to stay in one spot, right? Now, if you have young children, or when you had young children, if they have a diaper in the morning from overnight, it's always a lot bigger than, just during the day. Now, think about that with soil moist by putting that in the soil at night, the same amount that would be in a baby's diaper, and then watering it. You're going to have volcanoes all over the lawn or garden, because that soil moisture is just going to erupt. It just goes, I don't know how many times, like 80 times the size. It's less than that, but it just looks so big. But the soil moist will help keep the water in the soil and obviously keep the soil moist. That's the idea behind it. So definitely something to be thinking about during these times. There's some other products out there for your lawn. One out there called Hydratane. Hydratane is a great one to spray on the lawn so you don't have to water as much. This would be the time to be doing it with the drought that is basically there at this point. We haven't had a lot of rain, but this will allow you to not water as much during this time period. So something to think about. Give us a call. 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, I was talking a little bit in regards to Hydrotane. Product my dad used to talk about a long time ago. But it was it's a great product. It's a product that you can actually apply to the lawn or your plants, so you can reduce watering. You can actually reduce your watering up to 50%. Okay. Now, it comes in a liquid form and a granular form, to spray onto the lawn. Vegetables can be, you know, hanging baskets, potted plants, everything, your entire yard, it can be used. It is safe around children and pets. And I was reading up on it just to get a little bit of information on it. But it does not require a wait period before you can go back into it. Now, a lot of times you'll hear something, you know, you have to wait 24 hours to get back in there. Or you have to wait, you know, an hour to get in there, etc. This would be something I would spray, let it dry, and then go back into it. Not going to harm you if you walk on it, but just something to think about. Great thing is, each application lasts up to 3 months. I'd probably go on the idea of about like 2 months. So if you do it now, you know, beginning of June, you'll get into the middle of, the middle of June, getting into the middle of August, and then I would actually do it again at that time, so that, you know, some of that late summer heat that we get, you can take care of, and keep going without having to worry about drought conditions. So something I would be definitely thinking about, Hydrotane, great little product. Again, it was something my father used to talk about all the time, you know, I think it really does work. I've seen the success of it, so I definitely would recommend it in times like this where you're not sure when the rain's really going to hit or when you could have a water ban, because that That seems to be right around the corner here. But it's something we can deal with. We've dealt with a lot this year, right? We will we'll take it in stride like we've done everything else this year and try to make everything work. So definitely something to be thinking about this year and this time of year with drought conditions coming. So again, that product's called Hydratane. You can use it potted plants, lawn, vegetables, hanging baskets, everywhere in your yard to help actually cut down the watering by almost 50%. So something to really, if you have a hard time getting out there all the time, I'd definitely be looking to use this product. Again, liquid and granular form. So something to add to your summer repertoire allow you to do some other things. You know, if we're doing a staycation, if you will, you're going to want to spend more time in relaxing than, actually sitting out there and watering the plants. Unless you're like me and when you're watering plants, that is relaxing. So maybe it's the combination. Who knows? But if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. Coming up in about a half hour, we have Victoria from Natural Alternatives joining us. Talk a little bit about some different products and what we can be doing this time of year. We'll definitely be talking about fertilizer because I think right now we could benefit by using some of it in some of our stressed out plants that have some issues at this time of year when it's, drought, etc. So Victoria will be joining us in about a half hour. And then 9 o'clock today, Randy Schultz will be helping us out. He'll be talking about Summit. Their Summit Solutions with their mosquito dunks. We definitely, like I said, we're going to be spending time at home. Let's try to protect us from that West Nile, those other Zika virus, etc. And he'll tell us what we can be doing and how we can protect ourselves in the yard and what, where those mosquitoes really hatch and what they, where we need to focus. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Father's Day morning, mass shootings in two cities. First, in Minneapolis, already charged by the unrest after George Floyd's death at the hand of Minneapolis cops on May 25th. There was a mass shooting in an uptown neighborhood that left one person dead and 11 other people wounded. And in Syracuse, New York, police say at least 9 people were shot at a large gathering last night. They say of the 9, 1 is in critical condition, the other 8 with non-life-threatening injuries, and no arrests have been made in either incident. The turnout not as big as anticipated, but President Trump did address a lively rally crowd in Tulsa, Oklahoma last night, saying he thinks that people should have to do a year in jail if convicted of burning the American flag.
And I'm a big believer in freedom of speech, but that's desecration. That's a terrible thing.
USA Radio News. More now on President Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma last night. Tom Petty's family issuing a statement before it was even over, objecting to the president's use of the song I Won't Back Down at the rally. A statement on the official Tom Petty Twitter account said, Trump is in no way authorized to use this song to further a campaign that leaves too many Americans and common sense behind. And Tulsa residents say they felt an earthquake soon after President Trump's rally ended last night, and the U.S. Geological Survey confirmed it, reporting that a 4.2 magnitude earthquake was centered northwest of Perry, Oklahoma, just about a half hour away from Tulsa. There were no immediate reports of damage or injury from that earthquake. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. I do believe we have a couple calls on the line, so we want to get right to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Kenny is in Massachusetts.
Kenny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Calling
out of Shrewsbury here.
Awesome.
Long-time listener. Here's what we got. Crab apple tree, probably 50, 60 years old. Losing its leaves. It's like someone thinning hair out. You can see through it. The leaves turn yellow and falling rapidly from the inside. Outer leaves are nice and green. I had a beautiful, bud system come out with the flowers in the spring and wonderful. But now it's losing its leaves.
Now with the leaves, are they turning yellow and falling or are they losing? Okay. And how, yeah. You said it's an established tree?
Yeah, it's 50 years old, easy. Yeah.
Okay. So that makes me think, you know, something's going on with it, obviously. I mean, it's losing its leaves, so it's going to tell you that. But when the leaves, they turned yellow and then they fell, or they turned yellow and stuck?
They turned yellow and... You know, I'm sitting here now, right out, and there's one or two falling. As the wind blows, of course, they're coming down very heavily, you know, a lot of them. You know, under the tree, I got to run the lawnmower to clean them up a little bit. That's how many I got. And when you sit under the tree now, you can see through it, you know.
Yeah.
And this probably happened last year, too. It's just, I used some, Bonide for... tree food where with the liquid, put it around the root's edge and so forth, and
yep.
A couple of times, but I didn't do that this year yet. I don't know what to do. My pear tree, I called you a while ago, pear tree was doing the same thing where they were turning black, but early spring we sprayed that with the oil, And that seemed to work well. I've got an abundance of nice green leaves on that. And the tree now, again, here, the crab apple. I don't know what it is.
Honestly, I'm thinking that it is apple scab on
apple
there.
Apple scab. Okay.
That seems to happen year after year, which is a fungus.
Right.
It can actually make all the leaves drop on it. So it's a fungus on the tree that is causing this. If you said that it happened, you know, last year, that could be part of it that's showing. So for an apple scab, I'd be looking to use some different products from Bonide would be the company I'd be looking at for your disease control. For specifically for that, you could use the fruit tree spray. Fruit tree spray is one of them, and that it's an oil base, so it might have been something close to what you used for the pear tree there.
Yeah.
Because the fruit tree spray you could use on this crab apple, so it'd be something I'd spray there. But it's since it's more of a disease, so the fruit tree spray on it it does take care of insects and diseases on it. The bottle itself. It used to say that you should only spray it. You should spray it like six times a year. It's now saying to spray it only twice a year. It is labeled specifically for apple scab, so I'd be using that now. The thing, so if you've been listening, I said don't spray when it's hot with the leaves. Well,
right,
it seems like
right.
You don't really have many leaves. So it's not going to affect them, right? I might wait until like Wednesday or so. Take a look at the weather and see where it's going to be, when it's going to be the lower temperatures. The heavy heat, they said, is supposed to stay till Tuesday. Maybe we get a couple days where it's not as hot, but then it'll go back up. But I'd use this product, and then I would also go to, a fungicide. So it's strictly a fungicide. Maybe like a Funganil, or Infuse, from Bonide. Infuse is a hose end version, has a hose end version where you just attach it to the hose and spray.
Yeah.
So I might go that way because a 50-year-old tree, it's not like you can use a trigger spray or a pump sprayer and spray the whole thing. Whereas the hose end can go like 20, 25 feet up. Maybe it's because it is an apple scab, it is a disease, using that Infuse to spray the whole tree down. I would look at doing it multiple times during the season. Next year, I want you to start right at the spring when the leaves start growing on this tree, because it's not something that's just going to go away with some applications this season.
Okay.
So you can do it now to take care of the apple scab, and then I'm looking at the Infuse, the bottle, at the same time. So for apple scab, it says start application when buds just begin to break open.
Okay.
It doesn't say how many times you should use it, but it says on here every 21 days until plant shows some signs of recovery. So I think you have some time to do it. To spray it, you might see some new leaf growth. What I'd also look at doing, I mean, a 50-year-old tree is going to be hard for you to buy enough fertilizer to fertilize it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's trying to figure out if you can get some liquid feed, maybe like a Neptune's Harvest, right? What I would do is water that tree, even though you haven't had to because it's established. I'd get a heavy soak on the water on the tree, maybe leave the hose on it for like an hour. And then once that hour's done, on the drip line, and make sure you're spraying the whole area with water, on the drip line, fill like a 5-gallon bucket with Neptune's Harvest, the amount that they say to use, and put it onto the drip line all the way around. For an established tree like that, you might even be able to do a couple. But to just try and get it something to the tree. Reason why I say watering, if we're in a, we're kind of in a drought type situation at this point where everything's really dry, if you just put the fertilizer down right now, it would just go right through and not do what we're looking for it to do.
Okay.
So take the watering, take the hose, and don't put it right next to the trunk of the tree. Put it, you know, maybe like a foot out from it. So it'll start to get all those outside feeder roots watered, and leave it there for an hour, and then either a 5-gallon bucket or 2 5-gallon buckets worth of the Neptune's Harvest, like fish and seaweed, and do that every couple weeks to try and help give it something back, right?
Okay.
And also use that Funganil, every 21 days.
All right.
And so start looking, early next year.
Yeah, well, usually around February, what is it, Washington's birthday, President's Day.
Yep.
Is when I get out and get going for my sprays now. But what I'm looking at here on my shelf is I got Bonide's fruit tree spray.
Yep.
And I've also got a liquid copper fungicide I haven't used yet.
So the liquid copper fungicide is something you can use. You definitely can when it comes to fungus. It's a fungicide. It's just a more natural fungicide. Okay. One of the main reasons why I said that you should use the infuse was just the application. The application that you can use it is the hose end version. So with something that big, it's just so much harder to get to the top. That's the only reason. I have no problem using copper fungicide on what you can spray. It's organic.
Okay.
It's a great disease control. But just for ease of using, that's why I went with the infuse.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
Grab those few things. Yes. Thank you kindly.
All right. Kenny, good luck.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day if you're
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Tyker.
Good morning.
I purchased some Adios.
Yep.
Okay. Can I spray that near my vegetables and flowers? I mean, I've got weeds around them. Is it all right to spray that around? It won't hurt the vegetables or the flowers, will it?
So you just don't want it to get on the leaves of the vegetables. It is fine to spray around. It is organic, right? It's not something that's a synthetic product that's going to have that residual and affect you. You just don't want it to hit any of the leaves because being as a weed killer, it doesn't know the difference between good plants and bad plants. It just does the same thing on the spray. So if it's by vegetables, maybe, you know, try to get a day where it's not windy. But then also, maybe get a piece of cardboard. And if the vegetables are on one side, put that piece of cardboard and spray the weeds that are there. So the cardboard's going to block the spray from going to the vegetables that are near it.
Yeah. Does it matter if it's going to rain the next day? Would that matter if I put it on the day before? Will it wash it off?
Well, so if it's going to rain, like, heavily, it might wash it off. Whereas if it's only going to, you know, drizzle, not a big deal. I like to say it's probably, rainproof, if you will, within, 24 hours, just to be safe. But I'd say it probably is dry before that.
Okay.
So the way it works is it burns the plant and it, you know, dehydrates the plant.
Right.
So once it sits on the leaves and dries out into the plant, you're fine. It's not going to absorb into other plants around it. It's not one when it goes into it's not going to go into the root system and then travel that way. Okay. It goes just to that plant that it's affecting. But you just got to be careful for wind and drift and that type of thing.
Okay. All right. That was my question. Thank you very much.
All right, Mary. Thank you.
Okay. Happy Bye-bye. Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And as I've said a few times here today, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, definitely give us that call today. Maybe after you've enjoyed some of that coffee or enjoyed the cool weather this morning compared to what's about to happen for the day, 90 degrees. Oof. I'm not looking forward to that, but hopefully you get to be out there and enjoy maybe a pool or a sprinkler with the kids. Maybe some AC, just sitting in an AC. I might be thinking about that too myself. But give us a call. In about 15 minutes or so, Victoria from Natural Alternative will be on. She'll be joining us to give us some information about some of their products there. And we'll definitely be talking about Protolizer, one of my favorite products, just because of everything it does. I think it is one of the most beneficial things out there for your garden. And it's definitely something we should all be using. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up in about 15 minutes. After that, we'll be answering some calls. But give us a call on this Father's Day edition, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12, or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And joining us soon in about 10 minutes, Victoria from Natural Alternative. We were just going back and forth via text just to get some of the things we want to talk about today. We try to, you know, make sure we can be ahead of it and figure everything out. But, you know, Protolizer was still one of them. Definitely one of my favorites that we talk about a lot. We're definitely going to be talking about some mosquito, tick, and flea control, what we can be doing. Mosquitoes are a bad thing. They're out there a lot, and what we can be doing. They have a great spray that you can spray over the entire lawn. It's got like a little cedar smell to it, so almost natural. And no real wait time. Just let it dry a little bit before you use it. So we'll be talking about that, and we'll be talking about adios a little bit. I know we talked with Mary in regards to the adios. Great product to use, great organic product, and it is something that, you know, can actually get rid of bamboo when used multiple times. You might sit there and say, no, there's no way you can get rid of bamboo. I've tried it, or I've tried something else, and you can't get rid of it. Well, a lot of times you've probably only tried it, spraying it like once or twice, and said, I'm done. Well, bamboo is a lot more resistant than that, where you need multiple applications. So don't just, try it once and say it doesn't work. Because I'll tell you, if you used Roundup or one of those things, it would still take more than one application. So I'm not saying go out there and use the Roundup by any means. What I'm saying is when it comes to some of those heavy-duty weeds, multiple applications is what needs to happen. And so that's going to be the same thing with Adios. It's something that people don't understand completely, synthetic or non-organic. The multiple applications are what you need to do to take care of something and control it. So something to be thinking about going forward. We'll talk about a few other things, some plant food and beetle gone, grub gone. Because at this point, some of those beetles are coming up. The grubs are in the yard. I know I got some grubs in the yard. Don't have a lot. My wife said her and the kids saw a couple of them. And they're slimy, gooey-looking things. Well, they're not attractive. If they were good-looking, we'd want to keep them, right? But grubs are out there doing some damage in the yard, so we will discuss that a little bit. And like I said a few times today at 9 o'clock, Randy Schultz from Summit Solutions is going to be joining us. Give us some great information in regards to what we can be doing with their products at this time, where mosquitoes hang out, and things like that. So, definitely something to be thinking about. Now, other than that, do we have any calls or anything on the line there, Nathan?
Yes, we do. We don't have much time to get to them, and you've got to go to guests, but if you want to bring Peter on from New Hampshire.
Okay, I'll try to get to Peter real quick. Peter, how can we help you today?
Peter, good morning. I'm Peter. Patrick, good morning. I'll try and keep it quick. A couple of questions. One is, we've got a Japanese maple. Want to know when the best time to trim it is. It's about 10 feet high and 10 feet in diameter. Want to take about a foot off of it all the way around.
I'd wait until the fall to be pruning that.
Okay, like September, early September,
yeah,
I think, or
definitely.
October.
Yep.
So early September once we're done with the heat.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, second question. We've got hedges, two really long lines of hedges on either side of the house. I think they're Japanese maple. Really nice, but they have a lot of, they get a lot of propellers from the maple trees and a lot of old maple trees growing up in there. And I thought your dad said one time about, cutting the weeds, the tops of the weeds, the trees, the little trees, and getting down there with some, weed killer. Put some weed killer in a cup or something and putting a glove on. And I mean, does that apply to even to maple trees? These are probably, maybe a quarter inch in diameter. And if so, what weed killer are we using on that?
You can use any weed killer that you choose. Maybe organic, Burnout you can use from Bonide. You can use Adios. If you want to go synthetic, you could go with the Glossophate. That would be up to you. But hopefully that helps. I hate to cut you off. I'm going to go to break, and then we're going into a guest. Hopefully I could help you out. If not, email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.